This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Gujarat and Daman today. He will dedicate and lay the foundation stones of multiple development projects worth over 18,800 crore rupees in Surat in the road, power and industrial sectors. Mr. Modi will also inaugurate a 200-bedded ESIC hospital in Surat, providing modern secondary health care across key specialities. In the evening, Prime Minister Modi will travel to Daman and lay the foundation stones of development projects worth around 2,970 crore rupees. These projects span various sectors, including healthcare, civil aviation, tourism, infrastructure, connectivity and public welfare. Reserve Bank of India, RBI, today announced its bi-monthly monetary policy. RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra announced the decisions made by the Monetary Policy Committee, MPC, this morning in Mumbai. The RBI Governor said that after a detailed assessment of the evolving macroeconomic and financial developments and outlook, the MPC voted unanimously to keep the policy repo rate under the lap unchanged at 5.25%.
After a detailed assessment of the evolving macroeconomic and financial developments and the outlook, the MPC voted unanimously to keep the policy repo rate under the lap unchanged at 5.25%.
He further said that the Indian economy entered this episode of global turbulence with much better fundamentals than in previous similar episodes.
Let me at the very outset emphasize that the Indian economy entered this episode of global turbulence with much better fundamentals than in previous similar episodes.
World Environment Day is being celebrated across the globe today. It has been observed on the 5th of June every year since 1973 as part of the United Nations Environment Programme to build awareness to save life on Earth. On the occasion of World Environment Day, Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Bhupendra Yadav, and Minister of State, Kirti Vardhan Singh, will participate in a tree plantation program at Namo Oxygen Park at Maidangadi in the national capital under the Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam campaign. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishna has urged the countrymen to strengthen their commitment to environmental conservation, sustainable living and the protection of biodiversity on the occasion of World Environment Day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also extended wishes to the countrymen on World Environment Day. The Nagaland government has imposed a one-year ban on the manufacture, processing, packaging, storage, transportation, distribution and sale of all food products containing tobacco or nicotine across the state. An order issued by the Commissioner of Food Safety said the ban has been enforced in the interest of public health and in compliance with the Food Safety and Standards Act 2006, relevant regulations and directions of the Supreme Court. The ban covers all forms of gutkha, pan masala, flavoured and scented chewable products, as well as any other food items containing tobacco or nicotine. It also applies to packaged and unpackaged products sold separately but intended to be mixed or consumed together by users. Russian President Vladimir Putin has hailed Moscow's strategic partnership with New Delhi and asserted that Western attempts to force India into scaling back its cooperation with Russia are futile and damaging to global stability. In an interaction with the heads of leading global news agencies, Putin lauded India's economic growth and its independent foreign policy and said Russia is determined to expand its economic engagement with the country. The Russian president said that India's diplomatic engagement with the US does not hinder or undermine its time-tested relationship with Russia. Moving on to sports, India will take on arch-rivals Pakistan in the semi-final of the Men's Under-18 Asia Cup Hockey Tournament at Kakamigahara Hockey Stadium in Japan today. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. India time. India entered the last four after finishing second in Pool A with 9 points. Indian equity markets traded intraday higher in the morning session but later started declining. Sensex declined 45 points to 74,315, while Nifty was trading 25 points down at 23,391 when the reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.